there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, it's a good idea to be an eager beaver about breakfast. Sure, because if you don't eat hearty, how are you going to feel like starting your day in high? So get hep to Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Pep is smack full of solid whole wheat nourishment, plus gives your nutrition quota a real boost. And that's only half of it. Kellogg's Pep makes a catchy sort of dish that tickles your taste, puts your appetite in the mood to eat hearty. And that sunshine flavor. Now, there's a treat for you. It's a lively flavor, a golden toasted flavor, a super delicious flavor. Why, your spoon just naturally keeps going right back for more. And Pep's tender crispness makes a hit, too. Why, Kellogg's Pep tastes so good, you won't want to stop until you've finished off every crunchy flake in your bowl. It's the hip thing to do, you know, particularly nowadays when the cereal grains have been picked out to help give good nourishment to fellows and girls overseas. So when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, make sure there's no waste at your house. If you pour your own Pep, pour it carefully and eat up every bit you pour out. Pass the word along to the rest of your family, too. Make sure to eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Now the adventures of Superman. Certain that Jimmy Olsen and editor Perry White were in the hands of a group of hate mongers and terrorists known as the Clan of the Fiery Cross, Clark Kent tracked down a boy he believed knew the identity of the robed and hooded bigots. The boy was Chuck Riggs, nephew of Matt Riggs, the Grand Scorpion of the Klan. And when Kent appeared before him as Superman and promised him protection, Chuck revealed the identity of his uncle. Unable to find Matt Riggs in Metropolis, Superman, guided by Chuck, streaked to a clearing in the hills, used by the Klan as a meeting place, but arrived after Jimmy and White had been taken several miles away to be executed. As we continue now, Superman, every sense alert, stares about the dark, deserted clearing. Chuck speaks to him anxiously.
What do we do now, Superman?
Got to pick up the Klan's trail, Chuck. They were here recently, and I'm sure they had Jim and Mr. White with them.
How do you know?
See that big bucket over there?
Mm-hmm. Well, what about it?
Full of tar.
Tar?
There was a fire under it a short time ago. Also, that bag lying by the half-moon cross has feathers in it.
Jeepers! You think they tarred and feathered Jim and Mr. White?
Well, I'm not sure. I know that's what those cowards usually do to anyone who defies them. If they can catch him in the dark when he hasn't a chance. But they didn't turn the chief and Jim loose around here.
How do you know they didn't?
Oh, I would have spotted them from up above. That means they took them somewhere else. Now, let's see. These big tire tracks were made by a truck. No, two trucks.
Yeah, my uncle's trucks. That's how the Klan travels.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter, Superman?
Both trucks took this rutted trail that goes through the woods and out to the main road. Come on, up with you, Chuck. Fast.
Are we going to follow the tracks?
We're going to try to. All right, hang on now. Up and away! Uh-oh. Now what?
What are you stopping for, Superman?
See that fork down there?
Yeah.
See how three roads go off through the hills in three different directions? We'll all have tire tracks on them. Which one of those hooded rats take?
Gee, I don't know.
I guess it's only one thing to do. Wrap my cape around you, son. That's it. All right, hang on tight, Chuck. We're going to range around. Away!
Flashing in great arcs through the sky above the hills, Superman's keen eyes search desperately for a sight of the Klan trucks bearing his friends. Meanwhile, in a tiny, rough, stubbled glade surrounded by towering trees, Jimmy Olsen and Perry White, bound hand and foot, lie helplessly on the ground. A few feet away, four robed and hooded men are digging a deep trench by the light of a small lamp. A dozen other Klansmen stand nearby with Matt Riggs, their Grand Scorpion.
As soon as they finish digging the grave, Mr. White, we...
No. Take it easy, Jim.
How can I? When I think what's going to happen to
Nothing's
us...
Nothing's happened yet, so think about something else.
What'll I think about?
Oh, how do I know? Anything.
Okay, I'll think about baseball. You know, my team, Unity House, is playing for the boys' championship of Metropolis Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Only I won't be there to manage them. And Tommy Lee won't be able to pitch because the Klan broke his arm. The Klan messed up everything.
I told you to think about something else.
I can't. Look what they did to Tommy Lee and his father and to Poco. What they're doing to us. Gee whiz, Mr. White. Why does a small country like the United States have to have outfits like the Klan of the Fiery Cross?
Every country has its lame brains and diseased minds, Jim. Germany had the Nazis. We've got the Klan of the Fiery Cross. No, I just hope our country realizes the danger of these lunatics in nightshirts before it's too late.
Well, still making one of your big speeches, eh, White? Well, save your breath. You've got a short time left.
Why,
you're a madman, Riggs. You'll go to the chair for
this. Don't make me laugh. I warned you. You couldn't stop the work of the Klan. Nobody can.
That's what you think.
I said nobody can stop us. We're going to get rid of every foreigner in this country. Everyone who thinks, acts, and looks different from us. Anybody who tries to stop us will get the same thing you're getting. Okay, boys. I see you.
Oh, the man's mad. Absolutely mad.
And we're through, Chief. This is it.
Harry!
Emmett?
As Grand Defender of the Clan of the Fiery Cross, you will now perform your sacred duty. Here's a gun. Take care of those two chink lovers.
Okay.
Here it comes, Mr. White.
Easy, Jim, easy.
All right, you dirty punks. Here's where you get yours.
You mean here's where you get yours? I'll take that gun. And you take this.
Superman. Chief, it's Superman.
Thank heaven.
Hello, Jim. I'll just get these ropes off you and...
Oh, White. Thank heaven you've arrived just in time.
How?
Let's get out of here.
Hey, look, the Klansmen are getting away. Go after them,
yes,
Superman.
Yes, these ropes can wait. Don't let them get away.
Don't you worry, they won't get far. There, you're free. All right, now get behind those trees in case there's any more shooting. I'll round up our friends in the sheets.
Away! Like a great flashing eagle, the Man of Steel pounces upon terrified Klansmen as they seek wildly to escape through the woods. Swiftly, he rounds them up, herds them into their truck, and ropes them securely together.
All right, Jim. Mr. White, climb into the front seat. We'll hop over the trees to that next hill and pick up Chuck where I left him. Then we'll deliver this load of soiled sheets to Inspector Henderson's laundry.
Oh, boy. Come on, Chief.
I just want to pay my respects to Mr. High Mucky Muck. He said nobody could get in the Klan's way and live.
No time now, Mr. White. I understand this gang is just the action committee. We've got to get back to Metropolis and round up the rest of them. All right, hurry. Get into the truck.
All right. Come on, Jim.
All set?
All set, Superman.
Up with it, then. There we are. Up and away!
Lifting the huge truck as if it were a child's toy, Superman carries it swiftly over the trees to where Chuck Riggs waits for him, then streaks up to Metropolis and lands in the parking area behind police headquarters.
All up. End of the line.
Boy, oh boy. Well, Inspector Henderson would be glad to see these guys.
Oh, I wish I had a cameraman here. Well, you Klansmen are a fine, brave-looking bunch now, eh? But you'll look better when you swap those sheets for striped prison uniforms.
Listen to them squeal.
Rats always squeal in that corner, Jim. They're only brave when their victims are smaller and weaker than themselves. Come on, all of you. Out of the truck.
Oh, boy, this is wonderful. How do you feel now about stopping the Klan, Riggs? Hey, Riggs. Riggs! Say, where is he?
Oh.
Well, the Grand Scorpion, or whatever he calls himself, Matt Riggs. Where is he?
Gee whiz, I don't see him.
They must be here.
Well, he isn't, I tell you. His robe had a blue scorpion on it.
That's right. He must have got away.
Oh, I'm sure I got everyone on the road and in the woods. Wait a minute. All of you, take off your hoods. Take them off, I say. That's better. Now, Mr. White, Jim, Chuck, is Matt Riggs here?
No, he got away.
Great Scott, I don't see how
we've got to find him, Superman. He's the big noise of this outfit, and he's a dangerous madman, a murderer.
He sure is. Oh, golly, now he'll get me. He'll come back
don't
and
Don't you
he'll...
worry, Chuck. You stay here until I get back, all of you. Oh, good, here come some officers. Tell them what happened, Mr. White, and see that these Klansmen are locked up. I'm going back to find Riggs. Up and away!
Once more taking to the skyways, the Man of Steel rockets back to the glade in the hills. Confidently at first, then increasingly worried, he searches over the glade and through the surrounding woods, widening his search over the more distant hills and roads and rivers. But the hours go by, and still he is unable to find Matt Riggs. What has happened to the cunning half-mad leader of the Klan of the Fiery Cross? We'll find out in just a moment. So stand by for the exciting climax of today's episode.
You know, this week's dish of the week sure has a lot of spoons going around in circles these mornings. That's how you make a blueberry whirligig, you know. The new pep dish of the week that's making such a hit. Here's the whole story. You start off with your serving of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal, topped with a sprinkling of fresh blueberries. Then, now carefully, take your spoon and give it a whirl. Mix berries all through those crunchy flakes of pep. Add milk and sugar, and pitch into your blueberry whirligig, as neat a combination as you ever hope to taste. Of course, Kellogg's Pep stars on any team at any breakfast. It's golden toasted and sunny, loaded with a sparkling sunshine flavor that gives your appetite a real come-on.
is crisp and tender, too. So terrifically good, you keep right on eating until you've polished your bowl clean as a whistle. And that's the right angle, you know, because nobody wants to waste cereal when we're sending the grains to fellows and girls overseas. Keep that in mind when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's. If you pour your own Pep, pour it carefully and eat up every bit you pour out. And say, kind of keep an eye on your younger brothers and sisters, too. That's important, gang. Eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Late that night, as Superman and the alerted police scour the hills and countryside for Matt Riggs, the Grand Scorpion of the Clan of the Fiery Cross, stops at the door of a handsome brick house in a town across the state line, rings the bell. His clothes are bedraggled. His shoes are caked with mud. But his strange, slate-colored eyes still gleam with a half-mad light as the door opens and Cedric Wilson, Grand Imperial Mogul of the Clan of the Fiery Cross, peers into the dark.
Ooh. Matt Riggs. What are you doing here?
Let me in, Wilson. The clan's in danger.
Danger?
Yes, but I know what to do. I know how to save it, Wilson.
Really?
Yes, but we got to work fast, very fast. Look, ain't
come
you...
in, Riggs. Follow me.
Quickly, the Grand Scorpion and the Grand Imperial Mogul, supreme national leader of the Clan of the Fiery Cross, disappear into a darkened hallway inside the handsome house. What is Riggs' plan? What new menace are the leaders of the Men of Hate about to hatch against our friends and against all decent citizens? Our story has taken a strange new twist, fellows and girls, which makes tomorrow's episode packed with thrills, drama, and surprise. So don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, kids, if you're training your dog, try rewarding him for good behavior with Kellogg's Grow Pup. There's a dog food that makes a hit with dogs right from the word go, gives them swell, meaty flavor, and gives them three different kinds to pick from. Grow Pup Ribbon, Grow Pup Meal, and Grow Pup Pellets, all full of what it takes to help keep a dog right on the beam, to help build strong bones and teeth and muscles. That's why lots of champs feed on Grow Pup. So ask Mother to get Kellogg's Grow Pup for your dog today. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.